Okay, well, good morning. My name is Karel van der Linden. I work in a research institute that's called IFAPA in Spain. So first of all, I want to acknowledge the co-authors of this work, which is Aura Pedrera. She's from IFAPA, and Juan Vicente Giraldez and Antonio Espejo from University of Cordoba, also in Spain. The title has been changed slightly. It's called now The Effect of Soil Management on the Spatial and Temporal Variability of Water Content in a Clay Soil. So, as we all know, soil water content is a key variable for a large number of physical, chemical, and biological processes at or near the soil surface. And in addition, it is a very costly and labor-intensive variable to measure. So it's very important to know where, when, and how many samples or measurements have to be taken within specific applications. No? So we think that there is a real need to increase our knowledge on the dynamics of soil water contents and intermediate temporal and spatial scales. As a starting point, we can look at what's described in literature on the general organization of soil water content across scales. And in our context, we really expect some extreme behavior because it's clay soils and we're in a Mediterranean climate. So we have very large soil water content variations and long dry periods. So we did our measurements, our work at an experimental field. It's a Tomme Hill Farm long-term soil management experiment in southwest Spain. It's a dryland field with a wheat, sunflower, and legume rotation. The field, conventional tillage, minimum tillage, and direct drilling are compared in 12 elementary plots with dimension of about 15 by 180 meters. So in the photograph, you can see the image of the field with the freshly tilled conventional tillage plots in this case. The soil is a vertisol with a clay content of about 55-60%. And at the site, there is an ongoing research on the effect of soil management on the biogeochemical soil processes and their agronomical and environmental consequences. So that's why often people need accurate soil water content measurements at this site in this difficult soil. So we, at this field, we measured the gravimetric soil water content at the surface soil. At 54 points, you can see this in this image, 54 points distributed in three conventional tillage plots and three direct drill plots. Okay. We measured at depths of from 0 to 10 and 25 to 35, which I will further on refer to as 5 and 30 centimeters. And the field was sampled on 20 days between January 2008 and February 2010. In addition, at these 54 points, undisturbed soil samples were taken in the surface soil, and water retention was measured. Okay. So what do we see from the water retention curve? Well, we have small differences, but a higher mean water content in direct drill in the pressure range from 10 to 10,000 centimeters. So with a maximum difference of about 0.015 grams per gram at 200 centimeters pressure. That's about here. Okay. So when we look at the measurements we got in the field about the soil water content, we see these small differences also. So in this graph, we plot average soil water content in direct drill against conventional tillage for the surface soil. So, and especially for the wet part of the measurements, we see these small differences. Actually, we have most of our measurements are below 0.3 soil water content because the field is not accessible at higher water contents. It's a heavy clay soil; it becomes too sticky. When we look at the deeper soil water content, at the deeper layer, yes, then we have the largest differences at water contents between 0.15 and 0.20. Okay. In the lower graph, you can see the evolution of rainfall, temperature, and evapotranspiration during the measuring period. And the error bars are the probabilities that both soil management types are different. So we generally see that the probability for the 30 centimeter soil water content to have soil water contents that are different in both treatments are mainly higher during the drying period. I mean, they are higher. The orange bars are larger than the black bars, so the 30 centimeter soil water content is higher during drying periods here also and this also. Well, we did some temporal stability analysis using these data, and we found that about for the surface soil, about 38% of the points with the mean relative differences higher than zero, that means points that have, in general, water contents that are above the spatial mean, are in direct drill. And this number becomes 71% for the 30 centimeter depth. Okay. Generally, we also see that the temporal variability of the relative differences is larger of the in the surface soil. I mean, the error bars in these graphs are larger for the surface soil than for the deeper soil layer. And generally, the range of mean relative difference values is small as compared to the standard errors we obtain. So there's a general dominance or the temporal variability, we may say, overshadows the spatial variability. So generally, temporal stability analysis is done to identify relevant points within the field that can be used to estimate the spatial mean, let's say. So in this case, this plot shows again the data from the previous slide, but now we plot the standard errors, these are the error bars that we could see in the previous plot, against the mean relative differences. So we think that points with the lowest standard error would be most stable in time and would be most representative or could be the best estimator for the spatial mean. Okay. So that is what we do. We use this point with the lowest standard error, which is located at this point within the field, to estimate the spatial mean, in this case for the 30 centimeter depth, and we use a linear relationship. So we get a root mean square error of about 0.05 for both soil management. Then when we go to the surface layer, where the standard error was somewhat higher, we see that we can still use the same point, this point 0.25, because it has still one of the lowest standard errors. And again, we can estimate with similar root mean square errors the spatial mean of both soil management types. Now, does that mean that we have some persistence of soil water content with depth? Well, there is some kind of tendency, but it's, well, for estimating, it's not really useful. So when we really look at how both depths compare, so in this graph, we plot the average soil water content at 5 centimeters against the average soil water content at 30 centimeters for both soil management types. We see that we have a connectivity loss between the surface and the deeper soil layer at a water content of approximately 0.23 grams per gram. So at this point, the curve levels off and goes from the straight line. This is the approximate boundary between two preferred states, can we say, which is often found in literature, and this boundary corresponds to a hump we see in the soil water retention curve. At this point, okay, this hump corresponds to pressures in the range of 3,000, 5,000 centimeters, and can be associated with radii of the pores that result from the aggregated structure of Mont Morellonite clays. We also can use now this hump and this boundary that we identified to delimit this preferred state. So we have a wet state, which occurs at both depths, and we can see that 0.23 is the lower limit of this wet state. So from there we have a transition state, and then we have a dry state also in the surface layer. Okay. But this dry state does not appear in the deeper soil layer. So that's where the agronomical relevance of this soil comes from, really, because it's capable of retaining quite relevant soil water contents at deeper soil layers. Also, the concept of these two water preferential water soil water content states can be used to interpret a relationship of spatial variability. So here we have the standard deviation, and here the average soil water content within the field, and we get more or less this expected and seen in literature concave relationship with an increasing soil water content and standard deviation in the dry state, and a decreasing standard deviation with increasing soil water content in the wet state, while we have in the transition zone an unstable behavior of the standard deviation. This is mainly what we see in the surface soil, but in the deeper soil layer we don't see it because we don't have the dry end of the curve. We only see the driest points are within the transition zone. So that's then to conclude. We come to, we have seen slightly higher soil water contents in direct drill with higher probability during drier periods as a consequence of differences in the water retention. We see a loss of connectivity between the surface and the subsoil, which occurs as a consequence of the transition from the wet to the dry state. We also saw that the shape of the water retention curve at the 3,000 to 5,000 centimeter determined the lower boundary of the wet state. We have seen that our temporal variability overshadows the spatial variability, and the soil water content measured at a representative location can be used to estimate the spatial mean using a linear relationship. In addition, spatial variability was stable in both preferred states, but largely unstable in the intermediate state, the transition state between the wet and the dry state. So we think that further understanding of this soil water content dynamics in clay soils is an interesting and promising avenue for further research. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, time for a few questions here. A couple of questions.
Yes, more or less, because the switching, you go from the wet state to the intermediate state, and the intermediate state, it's really a message in terms of interpreting spatial variability. You don't see any clear relationship because it's the state that corresponds to drying followed by wetting. So we go towards the drying period, and then you have a sudden late rainfall, which messes up really things in relation to spatial variability.
And Grayson was looking only to about 30 centimeters, is that right?
Yes. The deep soil layer was at 10 centimeter, horizon of 10 centimeter at 30 centimeter depth.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.